Well, it is a privilege to be asked to say a few words about Mrs. Crawford. The difficulty will be to say just a few words about a lady about whom much can be said. I was just checking with Harry there what year it was I first came in contact with the Crawford family, and of course with Mrs. Crawford, and it was 1969 when he and Minnie were saved in the mission I held over in Ballinamallard, and that brought me down to the Bow Island area, and I met the rest of the family, and we have had contacts with them really ever since. My memories of Mrs. Crawford are sweet and precious. I know that our brother Mr. Hanna will be bringing a tribute shortly, so I'll not encroach upon his duties. But conversations with Mrs. Crawford were always amusing. We never really had so much a conversation as a sparring match. Always in the very best of humour, of course. And it summed up really in my last meeting with her on the Lord's Day evening. I'd preached in convoy across the border, and when I got home I was told that she was not well at all in the hospital up in Enniskillen, so I thought I better just go up and see her. Felt it in my heart. And so I went up, and she was sitting up in bed, quite cheery and perky, and she looked at me, and she knew me, of course, and she said, "What are you doing here?" So I said, "Well, I heard you were throwing a party, and I didn't want to miss it." So we chatted and talked, and then I read and prayed, and as I read the Psalm 122, she was finishing, indeed reciting almost alongside my reading that psalm. And I dare say if I had chosen many other places in the scriptures, she could have done the same. Mrs. Crawford loved the Lord from long, long ago, a lifetime ago. She was saved before many of you here were ever born. And she's been waiting for this day for nearly 70 years. Have you ever given thought to the day when you will be the subject of a gathering and a funeral service? Have you? Because it'll come. It'll come, my friend. Oh, how necessary to be ready. How necessary to be ready. There is nothing, nothing more important than getting right with God for all eternity. Every other decision you make in this life, every other decision, is linked to temporal matters. It will only have a temporary effect. But to obey the gospel and come to Christ will have an eternal impact upon you. We rejoice in every memory of our departed sister, and we pray that the witness she left behind, and her witness shows, you know, in the family circle, the gospel impact is there to be seen. But yet there's some, and you need to think of what your loved one testified to. Let's just bow together, please, in prayer. O God, our Heavenly Father, we gather here today, and yes, Lord, there is sorrow in our hearts. Sorrow, Lord, at the passing of a dear loved one. Oh, how the family will miss the one who has been the center of that family for so long. And Lord, there's many like myself who knew her, counted her a dear friend, and likewise we sorrow, Lord. But O God, today mingled with our sorrow, overriding our sorrow, is the knowledge that where she is, there is no sorrow.
Amen.
There is no sorrow. Lord, she's not sad at leaving all behind. And we perhaps can't fully understand that, but then, Lord, we can't see what it is she is now enjoying. It is beyond our comprehension, Lord. Indeed, it's been hidden from our eyes because it is too glorious for us to take in. We do pray for your blessing upon our family. Lord, I thank thee for each one of them. Those of the first generation that we know, many of the second generation that we know, and then, Lord, into the third generation, of whom we only would know some names. But we pray for them, Lord. For we know, O God, that thou dost already know all about them, for our sister talked to thee many times about them. Lord, remember her prayers and answer them, Lord. O God, how we thank thee that though upon death we leave this world, those who are Christians leave this world and go to be with Christ, yet, Lord, we leave behind our prayers, and they are oftentimes answered long after we have departed. They're seeds that are sown, Lord, that are harvested even when the sower has gone. And I ask thee, Lord, to look down today upon this gathering, and I pray that thy presence will be known here, Lord Jesus. Oh, show yourself, I pray of thee. And grant, O God, that as thy servant will preach the word, that it will please you to bless it to all who are here. Lord, answer the devil's lies. Confound his temptations, O God. And let today be a day of seeking Christ. Answer prayer for us. And, O God, glorify your name here. For Jesus' sake. Amen. Amen.
Folks, we just want to bow together in a moment's prayer as we gather here at the graveside. Just seek the Lord in prayer. Gracious God and Heavenly Father, we gather here this afternoon under the open canopy of heaven. We're mindful, Lord, of the open grave before us as well. So, Father God, it brings to our attention that brevity of life. Brings to our mind the frailty, Lord, of this old earth and vessel in which we reside. Dear Father God, we ask and pray this afternoon, Lord, that thou would undertake for the family circle, Lord, that thou would bless and strengthen them and comfort them. Our Father, we thank you as we gather here that we meet not as those without hope, but Lord, we rejoice in the passing of one who knows thee as our own and personal Savior. Lord, that we can rejoice that even at this time, Lord, that she's in the glory land. Father, continue with us. Bless us and help us here, we pray. For it's in Jesus' name we ask these things. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
For as much as it hath pleased Almighty God to take unto himself the soul of her sister, Mrs. Sarah Elizabeth Crawford, we therefore commit her body to the ground, earth to earth, dust to dust, in the certain hope of the resurrection unto eternal life, through faith in Jesus Christ our Lord. Who shall change our mortal body, fashion it anew like unto his own glorious body, according to the working of his mighty power, for with he is able even to subdue all things unto himself. Amen. I'm going to hand over just to Reverend Foster for a few moments, please.
Well, it will be just for a few moments, folks. I would like just to express sympathy with the family and have my wife associated with that sympathy. Mrs. Crawford was known to her and she to Mrs. Crawford. And also to say a word of thanks on behalf of the school. I can't speak officially, but I would like to just express the appreciation that I know the school
will express later regarding the donations. Then I want to leave with you just one simple verse of God's Word. It's found in the book of Hebrews, where it says, "It is appointed unto man once to die, and after this the judgment." Today, we are keeping an appointment. An appointment that Mrs. Crawford knew was coming some 70 years ago. She knew this day was ahead of her, and she made preparation for it. And men and women, I want you to think today of the fact that this will be the end of your journey as well. Many people who keep this appointment make no preparation for it. They are not ready when the appointment comes. You have heard that it was not so with Mrs. Crawford. She made preparation. But my friends, what about you? What about you? It was at this very graveside, I remember hearing two ladies grumbling after I had spoken, grumbling that I had mentioned death on such a day as this. How foolish people are. They don't want to think about that day. Well, I'm calling on you today to think about it. This is the end of our journey here on earth. And I ask you to make preparation. You made preparation for this funeral service. You watched the clock. You said it's time to go. You donned your best garments and you headed out. That's just what it is to be converted. It's to watch the clock. It's to realize that time is passing by. It is to don the garments of salvation. We cannot prepare ourselves for eternity the way we prepared ourselves for today. We need to look to Christ for salvation. He it is who washes us in His blood, who clothes us in His righteousness, and who in the end, as we read in the Psalm 23, will lead us through the valley of the shadow of death. When Mrs. Crawford kept that appointment, Christ was there to meet her. Will He be there to meet you, my friend? Will He be there to meet you? I leave the verse with you. It is appointed. Oh, if I could take you by the coat and shake you today and urge upon you to think about the appointment. It's drawing near for us all. Be ready. Oh, be ready. May God bless His Word to our hearts. We're bowing in prayer. Our God and Father, will You please take these few words spoken in weakness and apply them with power to hearts. And Lord, may those who are not ready for eternity take heed today and seek Thy mercy and Thy pardon and the cleansing of the precious blood. Bless us now, Lord, as we leave the grave side, comfort hearts. Cause those who are saved to rejoice
that a saint has gone to glory. We ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Amen.